started using drugs at 13.
Will I ever get even with nasty?
Who would you choose as America's sex symbol?
It got to the point where I carried a gun.
So he was bad mouth in the war, right?
Bad mouth in the war, bad mouth in Bush, bad mouth in America.
Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, whose best-selling book, American Sniper, details four tours in Iraq as the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history, was killed yesterday at a gun range in Texas. The shooter was lethal and fatal Marine whom Kyle was counseling through his struggle with PTSD.
The troops, now the troops are giving, you gotta support the troops, right?
It seems like there is a lot of discussion right now about an interconnected nexus of stories involving guns. Chris Dorner right now is running from the police authorities in Southern California. He reported another officer for kicking a suspect, and then he's the one that was kicked out of the department. Now he's on the rampage, apparently, looking for armed revenge.
Live pictures from Sky 9, Juan Fernandez on the telephone. Sky 9, Sky 2 over the scene where there has been a gun battle, we believe, with suspect Christopher Dorner. This is the Angeles Oaks area of the San Bernardino National Forest. Juan telling us it's just off Jenks Lake Road East, again near Big Bear, the Angeles Oaks area, and quite a ways away from where that burned out pickup truck was found late last week. Authorities found Christopher Dorner's truck abandoned with a broken axle. And Juan, we're hearing the sirens in the background.
Yes, indeed, Sandra. Big Bear Lake Fire Department and two San Bernardino Sheriff SUVs just raced by us. So hopefully things are becoming a bit more safe, or more, rescue personnel and more police and sheriff's deputies could get out there. So that's what you heard. The code 3, the ambulance, not the ambulance, the sheriff's deputies and the fire department racing by.
And we have not seen any sign of the suspect. We're looking at live pictures from Sky 9, Sky 2 right now, but they do believe he is right there in this area, and I imagine that he is surrounded.
Sandra, from what we've heard so far and what we've been reporting, that's exactly what it sounds like. And quite a massive effort out here to bring this situation under control and to an end. As you mentioned, Christopher Dorner said that he wouldn't go easily and he would go down fighting, and that apparently is what's going on. We're still waiting to see whether or not these firefighters go in and provide some medical assistance to the deputies who have been hit. But I'm hearing more helicopter traffic now above us. And in just a short moment here, we should have a live picture from the ground showing what's going on.
All right, Juan.
Other gun issues that could be considered right now, like the idea of liability insurance for personal gun ownership. You know, why shouldn't people have to insure themselves against the damage that they might cause with a gun, either killing or maiming people or in damaging property? Why shouldn't they have to insure themselves against that liability? And and then people would have to own gun ownership at a rate that they can be balanced against externalities. I think this is a great idea that every state should implement. And then I really think that the actuarial side being brought in would really help in setting rational allocation for gun ownership. There's a lot of talk in Hollywood about the level of violence. The industry magazine Variety has a violence and entertainment issue. And I think this is something that is going to... I think that this could grow as an issue. The idea that, yes, Hollywood deals in violence, and violence is part of the world, and there's no reason to censor, but the kind of glamorized, kind of slow motion, unrealistic violence that is actually the norm in a lot of Hollywood action movies, the persistence of violence and killing in stories instead of using other devices to tell stories and so many different genres, I think that a more critical examination of that, you know, will have to go on. So maybe with, you know, Variety magazine writing about it, maybe Hollywood will be able to start the conversation within. They had a gun buyback in Lansing, Michigan. And, well, if people went in, they were able to exchange their gun for $50 to $150, and I think it was in some sort of gift card form. But they were given a reward for bringing their gun in. However, this write-up about the event talks about how there were people standing out front taking a look at the guns people were walking in with. I guess sort of like, you know, in a way, the police were having a front yard gun show right out in front of the facility they were using. And people were actually buying the guns from some of the people coming to turn them in if they thought they were value or if they, you know, were a collector and they wanted that piece. So it says there were in the Lansing State Journal, there were about 20 people or so in front of the facility that was being used to pick up the guns. You know, the event actually happened, you know, at this Tabernacle of David church. But the point is, it was, you know, the guns were being picked up by Lansing police officers. But it says here, some guy, 21, of Fowler, and about 20 other people stood near the entrance of the church holding signs offering cash for guns. Today is February 12th, 2013. And you're listening to episode number 72 of the DJMCloud.com podcast with me, Dan McKeown. And, you know, if you want to get the show notes, you'll find links to some of the stories and more information. You can check them out. Just go to DJMCloud.com and, you know, look for podcast 72. And I think, you may have some feedback, possibly. And if you do, you can send it to podcast@pacificpelican.us. Facebook took down a bunch of the web. So there was a Facebook Connect issue. And what happened was that apparently a few days ago, people that use Facebook to log into sites had a problem and that when they went to those sites, say they went to one of those sites, they were being redirected to a Facebook error page, because I guess there was a problem with the way that the Facebook Connect login ID system that a lot of websites use. The problem created not only a lack of functionality for that service, but also a disruption in the normal use of those websites. Now, I have a browser that I use Facebook in, and I don't use the same browser for pretty much anything else. And that's because I don't want to be logged in on Facebook going to other sites. So, I try to avoid situations like that. And I didn't have any of my websites that I was using go down, I think, for exactly that reason. These are excerpts from Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. The ship starting. Lo, the unbound sea. On its breast, a ship starting. Spreading all sails, carrying even her moon sails. The pennon is flying aloft as she speeds. She speeds so stately. Below, emulous waves press forward. They surround the ship with shining, curving motions and foam. Poets to come. Poets to come. Orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. I but advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back into the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along, without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you. To the States. To the States, or any one of them, or any city of the States. Resist much, obey little. Once unquestioning obedience, once fully enslaved, no nation, state, city of this earth ever afterward resumes its liberty. To you, stranger, if you, passing, meet me and desire to speak to me, why should you not speak to me? And why should I not speak to you?
I want to say how grateful I am to Tyler Perry. He is probably one of the most brilliant young entrepreneurs.
Closed reserves.
What did he say?
Are we going to do the same question?
Make sure they're not.
We'll mix them up a little bit.
This motherfucker done fucked up his audio.
Well, BlackBerry 10 is out now, and there's a Z10 phone that uses the OS. They've rebranded just as BlackBerry instead of calling the company Research in Motion. The question is, are they really going to be able to reestablish themselves? Back at the introduction of the iPhone in 2007, BlackBerry had a stronghold on the business market, a growing consumer base for their phones. Largely phones with physical keyboards. And now I think they're going to have one with a physical keyboard, but the Z10 is one of those touchscreen phones that's, you know, that basically the standard now. And I, from what I've seen, I haven't handled the phone, but it looks like a pretty cool phone. It seems like its design looks a bit like the black iPhone 5, kind of a two-tone look in the front rather than the back. Now, it uses gestures, the OS, the BlackBerry 10 OS. I've read it uses gestures. There's a link in the show notes, and you can see it's the independent newspaper in Britain has a review. It's a fairly positive outlook on what they've introduced and how the phone works. And one of the things that stands out, besides that it uses gestures a lot, and instead of having gestures perhaps in a complementary role like they are on the Mac platform, and maybe you could say an iOS also, although there is stuff like pinch to zoom and stuff that's becoming very standard, and you know, there's gestures in Android now a little more, I think, but I think the idea that the phone is waken up by a gesture and it a lot of functionality relies on gestures means that people have a slight learning curve to get over, but the concept may prove popular if people start using it in large enough numbers, and knowing how to use that platform becomes something that people consider a worthwhile switching cost from what they're looking at now. Are people going to switch over from iPhone or Android? You know, I don't know if a large number of people are going to move from those platforms. I think those are the two dominant platforms in the mobile phone space right now and probably for the foreseeable future. But what about that number three spot? The number three spot is fairly open considering that Windows Phone 8 still doesn't look very impressive to me, and I don't think the sales have been very good. There's always small competitors, like people trying to use the open source to now WebOS from Palm on indie phones, and there's a lot of other phone operating systems, but I think that BlackBerry 10 looks like it might be a solid contender for third place. Now, the Z10 phone, what really I think stands out to me, other than I think the design of the OS looks fairly solid. What really stood out is that it has a very, very high pixel per inch, a PPI, pixel per inch. So basically, the density of pixels on the screen is actually higher on the Z10 than on the iPhone 5, which is very impressive because from the phones I've seen, the iPhone has set the standard for handset screen quality so far, even with some of the impressive large screen phones from that, you know, that run Android. I think the high quality pixel density on the iPhone is just so key, and the fact that they're really going head to head and competing with that on BlackBerry, I think, is pretty impressive. You've been listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast with me, Dan McKeown. This has been episode number 72, so check for the show notes on the website, djmcloud.com.